Wherever the sword of rebellion is drawn to protect the rights of man, I am a rebel. Wherever the sword of rebellion is drawn to give man liberty, to clothe him in all his just rights, I am on the side of that rebellion. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Weekend? I don't know. Which one am I supposed to say?
Both. Week.
Okay, week.
Well, considering since the last time we spoke, it would be week.
Okay, well, week.
Yes, hopefully everyone had a good week.
I had a pretty good week. Could have been better, but yeah, I had a pretty good week.
Yeah, we had a reality check set in.
Yeah. Friday the 20th. The yeah. Day that will live in infamy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, I'm not even going there, don't wait for me to get into that.
Fine, we're going to get into that. That's fine. But speaking of getting into things, let's get into Twitter.
Twitter.
We have a few new followers.
Okay.
And we appreciate them all.
As usual.
Dave Stewart, Psych View on Films, Middle Grade Horror, Captain Skeptic Pants, and then Rick and Paul. Rick and Paul's one account.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's always cool to have Twitters.
Yes. Twitters are good.
Twitters.
So, no iTunes reviews.
Okay.
Sadly.
Okay.
But we did get a voicemail, which we haven't had in a while.
Long while.
Yeah. Interesting. So, I'm going to play that.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Daddy B down in Houston, Texas, and I have to say I really like your show. I'm waiting anxiously to see what you guys have put out since during our election episode. I really hope you guys are on break and and your podcast is really entertaining. I like all the personalities. You guys are just being yourselves, being honest, and it's really refreshing, especially in the time that we're now. And then everything to come after January 20th. I'm going to go ahead and keep listening and recommend you guys to all my friends. And I really hope you guys come on to the new podcast. So thank you for everything you do.
Well, that was kind of cool.
That was very cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I think his name was Danny.
Was it?
Maybe. The transcript says Daddy, so I doubt that's his name. But I sounded like Danny. It was a little hard to hear.
Well, hopefully one of the two is the correct one.
I doubt he wants us to call him Daddy.
Hey,
to each his own.
Strokes.
That is right.
Anyway. But no, that was very, very nice.
Yeah,
thank you.
There's only one comment. I think he's a little behind because he's talking about since our election episode.
Yeah, I was trying to place
We changed servers since the election episode, so he may be lost.
Well, you might need to fill him in.
I'll try. Maybe I'll send him a text.
Hey, whatever.
I can do that.
All right, however you need to do it.
Anyway, and if you want to leave a voicemail, you can.
And?
Do you know the number?
Hell no.
704-802-YAK.
Okay. And that's two Ks, right?
Two Ks. Or if you don't have an alphanumeric on your phone, it's 9255.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Anyway, there's been some interesting things that's happened.
Depends on that. Okay. Well,
obviously, our fascist elect is now our fascist in chief.
In cheese.
In fascist.
I like his cheese better.
It's a bit of a slip there, but whatever, Mr. Cheeto.
In cheese. I love the cheese.
I'm going to start using that, our fascist in cheese.
That's really weird.
All right.
Okay. Let's haven't heard that one yet.
The new hashtag. Anyway.
Anyways.
As I said, he's no longer the fascist elect. He's the fascist in chief.
He almost did it again.
And he's done some pretty horrible things.
Yeah, right off the gate.
Yeah. So I want to cover like the first couple days of the Trump kingdom.
Yeah. And then can we put it to rest for a while?
Well, it depends on how bad he is.
Oh, I know. But he's so exhausting.
I know. Maybe we'll do a second show every week just about Trump.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, fine, maybe. We'll see what the listeners want.
fine, I guess that's what matters, but oh my God, Trump this and Trump that. Okay.
And mostly this happened over the past 2 days or so. I mean, he did support here.
It just started so Friday. So
let's start with the inauguration numbers.
That's funny.
So he said, you know, he had like a million and a half people.
Uh-huh.
His press secretary, Sean Spicer, said it was the most.
No, it was the largest.
The largest
in history.
In history, period.
Oh, yeah. I can't forget the period.
Period. Yeah. No.
Not even close.
Even if you look at the Nielsen numbers, which he's putting in there,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't even rate up to Reagan's.
Oh.
Right? It was big, Nielsen-wise, right?
Uh-huh.
For TV ratings. But it wasn't as big as Reagan. And it wasn't as big as 2009 Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, if you throw in all the streaming, yeah, maybe it was watched by a ton of people, right?
Okay.
But we don't know.
Uh-huh.
Because that's hard to quantify.
Alrighty.
So, and then the very next day, I don't know what she is, Kellyanne Conway. I don't know her position. She's like chief advisor or some weirdness like that.
All right.
She went on Meet the Press, and they asked her about the falsehoods. That was the word they used. You know, how can Sean Spicer use this falsehood?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she said, those weren't falsehoods. Those were alternate facts.
Because we have alternate facts.
Alternate facts.
You know, alternate facts, those things that are kind of sometimes called lies.
Lies. Lies. Deceptions.
Lies. Deceptions.
Uh-huh. Yes, we've recently been introduced to those through Ceres. There's your movie quote for the day.
Movie, whole long-ass quote.
Partial scene. Anyways.
Anyways, you're confusing
it's
people.
Kind of like Ceres anyway.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I could see that. You're killing anyone who hasn't seen Galaxy okay. Quest.
All right, so. Watch Galaxy Quest and realize that Trump is as stupid as he is ugly.
If you've seen Galaxy Quest, you'll get that.
Anyways.
Anyways, enough with that.
All right, so alternate facts.
Uh-huh.
That became the buzzword for the past couple of days.
Uh-huh.
So I came up with a list of other things the Trump administration will use alternately.
Okay.
Alternative equality.
Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
Alternative science.
Pretty much alternative anything.
I have a list. I worked on this list. I'd
fine.
Like to read it.
Oh, do it already.
Alternative free speech.
Mm-hmm.
Alternative religious freedom, alternative empathy,
mm-hmm.
alternative health care, alternative environmental protection, and alternative education.
So pretty much all the positions he filled.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much their opposite,
yeah.
You know, matches.
So yeah, pretty much alternate everything.
Uh-huh.
It's like Bizarro World.
Uh-huh.
Another movie.
Must we? Anyways,
he also did something rather interesting about media.
Mm-hmm.
He banned the EPA and the USDA from using Twitter to talk to the public.
Can he do that?
Technically, he can.
He can.
He can.
Gosh, we're starting to sound like a whole nother country.
Huh, wonder which one.
Pick one.
You know, starts with an end, ends with a Korea.
But no, I mean, really, where does he think he is? Or, okay, he doesn't care.
Trump's America. That's where he thinks he is.
Yeah, so he doesn't care. That's actually the point.
But our Twitter-in-chief, who wants to avoid mainstream media and use Twitter as his main outlet, is not allowing his administration to use Twitter to get the message out.
All right.
Seems a bit hypocritical. Or maybe it's fascist.
I'm going to say that's what he's all about. The whole hypocritical thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of Trump there.
Kinda.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty much Trump in a... He's only, what, 4 days in? 5 days in?
Is it even that many
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, someone said he's on track to have 10 times the number of executive orders as Obama.
Hmm.
And the Republicans were complaining about Obama's executive power.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, try again.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's way worse.
Anyways.
But I want to know when this administration is going to give us some alternative lies.
What, you mean truth and facts?
Yeah, truth and facts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the Trumpster.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all ever wonder what it's like to be a redneck with empathy? Have you never heard of a Southerner who isn't a blathering bigot? Well, have I got the show for you. It's the Podunk Polymath Podcast, hosted by myself, Chris, and it's the sentiments of a secular, sarcastic, screwed-up Southern SJW and skeptic. You can find me and the show on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, or your favorite podcatcher. Y'all stop on by and take it easy now, okay?
I got something else interesting just popped up today.
All right.
Mike Maliskia?
Yeah, good luck.
Maliskia, I'll go with that. A Washington State Senator from the 30th District down in Federal Way.
Mm-hmm.
Had something to say about the Women's March protest that happened on Saturday, which, by the way, was 3 times larger than Trump's inauguration.
It was also around the world.
Yeah. Well, it, all totaled, it was 3 times larger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he had something very, very interesting to say on his Facebook page about it.
Okay.
He says, "My prayers and wishes for success go out to President Trump as he starts his duties as our president and commander-in-chief. May God grant him wisdom and peace as he addresses the many problems we face. May his family also be blessed as they support him in his new role. I also had hoped that many of President Trump's political enemies would have adopted the graciousness and morality of the Clintons and Obamas toward Trump and the office of the presidency during this inauguration, rather than at the ugly, un-American, and un-Christian protest activities we have seen yesterday and now today, across our state and nation by many people I know. For shame, for shame."
And this is, doesn't matter. It's about their actions.
Yes.
That's all that speaks to me, is their actions. And so far, right out the gate, not so good, my opinion of his actions.
Well, one of his first executive orders was to install a gag rule for medical funding overseas to NGOs. That's the ones that won't give any federal money, any federal aid money organizations that either promote or have abortions on site or anything like that. Basically, even if they can't talk about it, they
right.
can't,
you
they
can't
don't
be in favor of it, even just in conversation.
Right.
And they won't get funding for it. So, right. So much for, you know, doctors across borders kind of thing. You
right.
know?
Anybody that gets federal aid from the United States federal government to do aid work overseas.
Yeah, I got news for you. It just sounds like there's a lot of other people running. He's just signing papers.
Yeah.
They put a paper on his desk, he signs it.
It certainly sounds like it. I mean, that's a Pence thing right there.
Well, that's actually exactly what was crossing my mind. You know, put something in front of him and, you know, just sign it away in agreement.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do a lot more on Trump because it's going to get worse, I think.
Exhaustingly, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and... You know.
But either way, like I said, I don't care what he says in his speech that was, I'm not even going to go there with the speech thing, but just everything. It doesn't matter what comes out of his mouth. I want to see what he does. And so far, not so great.
That speech for the inauguration was written by Steve Bannon, apparently.
I already knew he didn't write it.
So Steve Bannon was the editor-in-chief of Breitbart, which is an alt-right, which is code word for Nazi, paper that has been, just horrible stuff. Completely false, or mostly false, not completely false. Pretty much one of the most racist, white supremacist news sites out there.
Well, I found a lot of hypocritical things in that speech as well, but...
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, that's a whole other show if we ever wanted to tackle that thing.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Anyways.
Yes.
I'll do something a little better for you to end the show out this week.
Mm-hmm.
We had another yakking session.
Right, which means we will not be doing a Potter this
week. No Potter this week. Well, I don't know. That guy was pretty much a Potter.
Well.
If
yeah, you could look at it that way.
I mean, that's pretty bad. That's 3 things at one time.
Yeah.
Un-American, un-Christian.
We could give him a Potter. We just didn't do it officially.
Yeah, it's all right.
We'll call it Potter on the side.
Yeah.
But anyways, we did do a yakking session.
Yep, with Chris Watson from the Podunk Polymath. Every time I say that, I want to get it wrong.
You're very close to
it. I want to call it the Poe Math Polydunk. I don't know why.
Backwards.
Every time.
No,
I almost typed it out that way today.
It was a very good conversation.
Yeah, good fun. We're going to put the links to his show and his contact in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we're going to play our yakking session for you.
Yep.
And welcome to another edition of Secular Yakking. And our yakking session this week, we have Chris Watson from the Podunk Polymath, a podcast dedicated to the sentiments of a secular, sarcastic, screwed up Southern SJW and skeptic.
You barely were able to say that.
Whatever. Anyway, welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm absolutely glad to have you on the show. been looking forward to this for a while, considering I canceled once.
That's all good. Yeah. You know, I was able to squeeze
anyways.
Right, yeah, I'm there.
Always happy to squeeze somebody into my incredibly busy schedule.
You do have a busy schedule.
Occasionally.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Don't, no.
Oh, yes, it is.
Anyway, Amy's with us again.
Obviously.
Obviously. So, Chris, first off, let's talk about the name of the show. Why the Podunk Polymath?
It's kind of a, you know, tongue-in-cheek podunk because I live out kind of in a redneck town on the outskirts of Nashville. Polymath is supposed to be somebody who knows a lot about a lot of different stuff, but it's basically just a bunch of useless knowledge. So it's kind of, you know.
That sounds like you.
Apparently I'm a polymath. I didn't even know. I'm not a polymath as I thought, maybe.
So yeah, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, like I said. So, and plus, I love alliteration. So.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, too. So on your show, what is your show about? What do you talk about? What do you do on your show?
Well, I try to hit on topics I don't generally hear about on other shows I listen to. Generally social justice related, but also I've kind of been delving into other things. I've done an episode on human trafficking. My last episode was on polyamory. I had an episode about the war on drugs. I have an episode coming out soon about the prison situation in our country. So it's just a bunch of one of the issues I'm interested in, and usually they're social justice related, but it kind of goes outside that framework sometimes, but mostly that's what it is.
Cool. I admit I do listen to it. It's on my regular rotation, which is cool.
Well, thanks, man.
Yeah. And
just like I'm on.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm on.
You're one of our few listeners.
I doubt that seriously, but okay.
Well, someone doesn't think anybody ever wants to listen to us, but you know.
That would be me.
I don't know why. I would listen to us. Oh, I do listen to us.
I don't.
See, there's a problem.
Yeah, well, I'm like anti-computer, so.
Wow.
Yeah. Really the opposite of him.
Yeah, generally the only way I can get her to listen to the show is when I do it on 1.5 speed and we sound like the chipmunks.
Oh, when listening to ours?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny, actually. Somebody had said trying to do that just to speed up the listening time.
Well, I do it when I'm editing, so.
I might start doing that, actually.
It sounds better.
Sounds better as chipmunks?
Yeah, it does.
Maybe I'll release a chipmunk episode once. Gosh. That'll be fun. All right. That so one of the fun. Reasons I wanted to have you in, yeah. So one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show is because of your tagline, Southern SJW.
Right? That says a lot.
That does.
No. The evil SJW.
Yeah, I agree. We're all evil. Because I classify myself as an SJW. I really do.
You should elaborate on SJW.
So I have it up here on Wikipedia because that's where all SJWs go for their information, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's the official website of the SJWs.
So this is the common definition of a social justice warrior. Is a pejorative term for an individual promoting socially progressive views, including feminism, civil rights, multiculturalism, and identity politics.
Just can't do it.
I just can't do it.
Continue.
The accusation of being an SJW carries implications of pursuing personal validation rather than any deep-seated conviction, and being engaged in disingenuous social justice arguments or activism to raise personal reputation, also known as virtue signaling.
Oh, God.
See, I wouldn't have gotten that from that title.
So, literally today was the first time Amy's heard of the actual term social justice warrior.
Yes, it was. Because, we were discussing this in the car.
She Facebooks that much.
Which is zero.
Right. So, I was talking about some stuff that's going on in the secular community and the issues that we're having being called social justice warriors. And that even in our own community, it's being used as a pejorative against us. Now, you being a secular justice warrior, I wanted to get your opinion on this. And let's have a discussion about what it really means to be a social justice warrior.
That's a lot.
First of all, screw that Wikipedia definition.
I love it.
Virtue signaling? Oh man, somebody called me that on Twitter. I just want to jump through the screen. I hate when people use terms like that. That doesn't even mean anything. It's some bullshit jargon. You know, it's just... Anyway, so yeah, initially it was a pejorative, but I don't want to be so presumptuous to say everybody, but I, and there's others like me who want to try to take it back.
Right.
And say, what's wrong with being a social justice? What's wrong with being, you know, fighting for social justice? You know, and some people, you know, kind of play with the term. They use like Dungeons and Dragons terms. Like they'll say social justice mage or social justice just to play around a little, because, you know, can't take yourself too seriously. But
yeah, I guess that makes me a social justice cleric, because that's what I normally play.
Yeah. So whatever you know want to do. But I mean, the whole idea is that we call it issues that we see as important, and then there's some butthurt apparently from the other side of atheism, or some, usually it's YouTube atheism, a lot of it. They just apparently are.
I did notice quite a bit of that a few months ago. There were a bunch of YouTube atheists who were calling out SJWs as being whiny little bitches, right?
Yeah. So, ironically, they're the ones that usually cry the most when they're offended by something.
And I love to point that out to them, too.
Yeah. I mean, I rarely hear it from people that I know that are self-described SJWs, but it's always them who are criticizing us that are whining about something that they build straw men all the time, basically. And they try to knock them down by saying, oh, all those SJWs. I'm like, who are you talking about? Do you have specific examples? Or are you just talking out your ass? Because it sounds like you're talking out your ass.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
So, Amy, tell me your definition that you had when I first told you social justice warrior. And see if Chris agrees.
Well, when I first heard the title, to me, I thought it was something along the lines of someone who stands up for equality no matter what the situation or the cost. And, you know, warrior, social justice warrior, to me that sounds like a fighter. And I didn't, when you told me that it was pretty much sort of the opposite of that, I've never got that from that title.
Right.
But then again, I've never heard of it, so that's just what I got from it. It just sounds like someone who fights for equal rights, equality, you name it, stands up for people, you know, regardless of what the consequences may be, what the situation might be, because you know what's right and it's worth standing up for. So I was very surprised when I saw the actual definition. It was weird.
Weird's one way to put it.
Or that's a nice way to put it.
I call it frustrating.
Yes.
I'm trying to keep it PG, so I won't say it.
I can hit the E tag on this anytime, so just say whatever comes to your mind.
Yeah, I've been drinking, so if I drink more, it will be.
Yeah.
But no, I really think that's bullshit, the title that they have for the definition.
Yeah, when I first heard the word social justice warrior, I was like, damn, that's me. That's what I am. I'm a social justice warrior. And then I looked into it, I was like, wait, I'm not that.
Yeah, it's really weird.
You know, but I want to be a social justice warrior. Right? I want to be classified as someone who's willing to stand up for equality of others, regardless of the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it. I'll do it again. Right?
And to me, yeah, that's just what it sounds like that is.
Let me... okay. So, like the YouTube atheist types are the ones that are speaking against it. Guess how many followers these guys have? And well, they're the white guys, mostly.
The problem is they have thousands of followers, right?
They have hundreds of thousands.
Right, hundreds of thousands. Yeah, I don't YouTube a whole lot. I watch it, and that's about it. Well, I do put a show up on YouTube, but it's just a recording of this show.
It's because hate sells. Okay.
Yeah, hate sells. I agree.
Oh, does it ever?
And Steve Shives, who actually is an SJW, and he gets mercilessly attacked for it by the other YouTube atheists.
Right.
Has like a fraction of that number because he doesn't you know play the hate card, you know. And I've had Steve Shive clones, like three or four, try to follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, I've noticed those.
And I'm like, really? Is he that much of a threat to you? I mean,
yeah, that's Jesus. Yeah, that's the problem. It's that when actual social justice warriors, you know, people who claim the title and use that as a tag, actually do things, those that use the tag as a pejorative tend to run away.
Yeah.
It's in my experience. When we actually stand up against them and call them out on their bullshit, essentially, they're going to run away. With a few exceptions, there are those that'll stand and go toe to toe with us
occasionally. But I mean, I don't blame anybody who doesn't, because the backlash you get is just horrendous for a lot of that stuff. You know?
Oh yeah,
they're incredibly vindictive.
Everybody's so mean. That's the first place they go to, is how mean can they be?
Yeah, that's what it boils down to. And it's angry white men, basically, is what it is.
Yeah, it really is.
And a lot of these angry white men are the same. There's a lot of alt-writers who are kind of getting on that train. And it's going to get worse. Oh, I'm sorry, Nazis. I didn't mean to use the, you know, the euphemism.
Yeah, make sure we're using the correct terms to describe people.
Yeah.
I agree. Call Nazis Nazis.
So, you know, that's just my take on it. I mean, you can call it yourself what you want. I don't really give a shit. It's what you do. It's your actions. I mean, you can call yourself a blueberry muffin for all I fucking care, as long as you're there. I did it. I see. That's what happens. I get charged up and I can't even control myself. But I don't care, as long as your actions, you know, you're actually trying to help people and shit. That's all I'm concerned about.
That's my point. I don't care what you call yourself, so long as you're doing good.
I've always said, I don't give a crap what spews out of your mouth. I want to see what you're doing, because that speaks volume, and I don't hear a damn thing coming out of your mouth other than what you show me you can do. It's just, you know, words are words. They don't mean crap. I want to see you do something. And then I'll make a determine how I see you, you know?
Yeah, I certainly agree.
That's what it boils down to. Exactly.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I'm going to keep calling myself an SJW. I don't really care. It's the same way when I used to get into debates and people would say, hey, you're a liberal. I was like, you know, that's not an insult to call me what I actually am. Right. Or they would call me something, you know, you're some dirty atheist. I was like, yeah, that's not really an insult to me.
But I also think you have no place to tell someone else who they are.
Well, I agree.
Because that gets on my nerves big time.
Well, I tend to agree. There are occasions when I want to tell someone what they are.
You don't tell them who they are. They have the right to call themselves whatever they want. But again, it all boils down to the actions that they do.
Right.
I mean, it trumps every... Oh, God, I said Trump.
No. Every conversation comes down to Trump.
God. Every. That sucks.
That's my rule. Every conversation comes down to Trump.
That's a new Godwin's law. It's a corollary to Godwin's law, I guess.
It trumps Godwin's law.
Okay. It's your show, so I'm not going to tell you to stop. But you should consider it.
I will. He needs to stop.
Sorry. I used to be really good at puns.
No.
Anyways.
That's enough of that.
Fine. So what happens when you give me a glass of wine?
Uh-oh, watch out.
Yeah, because I drink that much. So, the other part of yours is Southern. How is it being a Southerner, an atheist, and an SJW?
Oh, it's lovely. Let me tell you. It's just the bee's knees. Obviously, I'm being a little sarcastic. You know, it's funny. I don't get out much because I'm like introverted as hell. And so I don't, and I look like, apparently I look evil, I guess, to most people. So most people don't say things to me. So I don't generally hear like the stuff that you would normally associate with, you know, Southern types, I guess. So, but I mean, and I live, Nashville's a fairly progressive city.
Right.
So I don't hear it as much, thank goodness, you know, but Tennessee is not as, like, Nashville's not as bad. You go further south, it gets worse, but
yeah,
there's plenty of churches everywhere, I'll say that, and, you know, billboards and stuff like that, but.
Well, Tennessee is definitely on my radar for the past couple weeks or so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The legislature sucks.
They wanted to put God We Trust on, so. I think everybody who listens to the show knows I'm pretty much anti in God We Trust. I mean, it's my other hobby.
Right.
They want to put in God We Trust on license tags.
Uh-huh.
And make them the standard tag, right?
Oh, uh-huh.
I don't have a problem with them being on tags as long as there's a fee that goes with it, because then you do it by choice. Uh-huh. But to make them standard tag, don't like it so much, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then in the past week, we've had three police departments in one city that have decided to put them on all their vehicles.
We're back to that again.
Oh, God.
That and, oh, what's the name of the county? Oh, they pissed me off pretty bad. They wanted to put in God We Trust on their vehicles. And, you know, we did our thing and we went and opposed them. And they just started deleting stuff.
What, the post?
Yeah. They started deleting dissenting comments. Uh-huh. I called them out on it. And then they deleted the whole post. So I called them out on that, and they said it's because of profanity.
Which there was none.
Which there was one.
What word you use?
Not me. It wasn't
mine. Oh, it wasn't you. No, okay.
I know better. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, Tennessee's rough.
Well, you grew up in North Carolina, so it's you kind of get the gist of that.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, North Carolina ain't no place to be right now either.
No.
And we were in western North Carolina up in the mountains, so yeah, that was, yeah, fun.
Yeah, I grew up in Asheville.
Uh-huh. Asheville, yeah. I was going to say, that's actually one of the more liberal places in the South.
Not wasn't always.
No, wasn't it? Well, it was probably the second most liberal place in North Carolina.
You're thinking just the college. That's all you're thinking about. Maybe. Asheville itself, no.
It's pretty redneck.
It was, well, anyways.
Well, I have some friends, well, Facebook friends who live out there. So,
yeah. Well, it's changed over the past 10 years or so. So,
yeah, we've been gone, what, since, how old are our kids?
14 years we've been gone.
14. Wow. 14 years. Yeah. All our girls were born in Asheville, but we left as soon as they turned 3. Our youngest twins turned 3. We're like, we got to get the hell out of here.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. I wasn't even an activist at the time. I just couldn't stand the people.
There was so much going on that just, I couldn't take it anymore. And one thing that, you know, for me, I cannot stand the accents when we're in Asheville or just in North Carolina alone. And he was born and grew up in North Carolina in some amazing way. He never got the accent. I am very proud of him for that. Honestly, I don't think we would have been together if he had the accent, really.
It's coming from a Jersey girl.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, so what are you trying to say? Because that means I have an accent too, you know.
Oh, no. Your accent is nothing like some of them back in Asheville, up in the mountains.
You're talking about the mountain accent, you know, kind of the...
Think of, do you know the show King of the Hill?
Oh.
Right? Think of Boomhauer. And that's what I dealt with.
Okay, yeah.
I actually had neighbors that made less sense than Boomhauer on King of the Hill, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't miss that part.
Yeah, the mountain southern accent is totally different from the southern accent.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's extremely irritating.
Well, the mountain accent in Tennessee is different from, you know, from the one in, I guess, North Carolina. Because Dolly Parton's mountain as hell. You know, kind of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of that Tennessee mountain.
Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah. You know, some southern can be, you know, nice to listen to, but then there's the backwoods mountain accents that just drive me crazy.
You know, you probably just alienated like a quarter of our listeners.
I can't help it. I mean, well, I apparently have an accent. So
people do listen.
I'm sure I
south.
Irritate a lot of people as well.
Well, no, I mean, the Jersey accent is so mellifluous, you know, when you tell it.
Well, and what's weird though, you know, I only lived in Jersey for so long. I mean, I was born there, but we left right away. And then I graduated from there, but that was the only year I lived there.
Yeah.
You know, I've lived all over the country.
You actually have a Florida non-accent.
I've literally lived all over this country. And, you know, so it seems everywhere I go, I kind of take up whatever accent was there. I lived in Hawaii and I got that one. That was weird. I mean, I've lived everywhere and I, for some reason, adapt to how they speak, I guess. I don't even know how to say it.
Yeah, I don't even know how we got on the concept.
No,
of
I
accents,
really don't. It's so off topic.
There we go. But that's what yakking is about.
Just go on and on.
That's why you're yakking.
I love that one.
Yeah, I trip on that.
What was our last episode we recorded? I just broke out laughing after listening to that because we were starting the show and I could not stop laughing. He actually had to stop because I wouldn't stop.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were on some sort of inebriant other than alcohol.
Not in a long time.
Although that is legal here.
Yes, it is legal here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we might have to do a secular potting show.
Okay, that's not...
God, I haven't done that in years.
Anyway, that's way off topic.
Yes, that's so off topic. It's not even funny.
All right. So, what other hobbies... Just beat up the microphone, that's fine. What other hobbies do you partake in other than secular activism?
I don't really have hobbies, to be honest with you. I work two jobs, and I watch Netflix. And I rarely go out, although I will on occasion. But this is pretty much Facebook and Netflix and sleeping in the podcast.
I like it.
Well, you like it all except the Facebook part.
Well, yeah, I could do without that part. But I mean, like the sitting and watching movies and stuff.
Facebook is like an introvert's dream.
basically. It is. It's amazing. I love it. I mean, I'm somewhat introverted myself, oddly enough.
In a off-the-wall sort of way.
Yeah.
You used to be so much more
than you
are now.
Oddly enough, Facebook brought me out of my shell.
Oh, please. I certainly don't.
Such love. Such unbounded love, I feel.
It's 23 years of pure joy.
Okay, we'll call it that.
Sure.
But no, I get it. Facebook is probably, you're right. It is the place where introverts go to hang out.
Yeah, it's like a window to the world without having to go there.
Yeah, you know, and you can stop interacting with people anytime you want.
That's correct. And choose who.
Yeah, which is also a problem.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the echo chamber stuff can get, But is that any different from real life, though? Do you choose people to hang out with in real life that piss you off all the time?
Generally, no.
So why am I obliged to have assholes on my newsfeed?
That was always my point. I was like, I don't want jerks on my newsfeed.
I mean,
I get enough just from the news. I don't want a bunch of friends who are jerks too.
Yeah, that's pointless.
That's the point. That's the whole point. People complain about Facebook being an echo chamber. So it better be an echo chamber.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's your place, and why? I don't get it. I don't know. Yeah. It's this whole thing with platforming. I'm supposed to give people who are dicks a platform. Fuck that.
And that's another issue I have with certain other secular shows is they do give jerks a platform to talk. I won't do it.
Because they make money.
That and I can't have them on my show because I try to not cuss on my show.
Yeah, you're not a big cusser. That's where I come in.
But I guarantee you, some of these guys that some of these other shows have on their show, they would not last more than 15 minutes before the F-bomb started throwing at them.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't take the rhetoric.
Yeah, when he does drop some serious F-bombs and stuff, it scares the crap out of my kids because he never does it.
I can understand that.
Yeah. Like the guy he went off on at Walmart.
I saw that.
Yeah. What the fuck was that? That one was the...
Transgender
bathrooms, wasn't it?
Yeah, he wanted to... there's a stupid petition to remove the protections for transgenders in bathrooms and locker rooms and stuff like that.
Yeah, and he approached you about the safety of your kids or something, didn't he? Because he had all my girls with him.
Yeah. And I was like, no, not going to happen.
No, that was not how it went down. You went off on him.
I did go off on him.
You freaked out the kids because they've never seen you do that before.
That's why I'm a social justice warrior.
Cha-ching.
Well played, sir. Well played.
All right, Chris. So where can our listeners find you?
Well, my main website is thepodunkpolymath.com. Of course, I'm on Twitter, podunkpolymath. Facebook/podunkpolymath. I'm on G+, which nobody ever goes on anymore, apparently.
G+. I have one of those.
Yeah, nobody ever checks it out. I'm missing YouTube. I'm on YouTube. It's just the episode. Sometimes I'll get drunk and put rants on from Facebook Live. I'll put it on there. I put one up last night before. It's really funny, I'm sure. I don't remember which.
Drunk rants are always the best. They're always so entertaining.
People need to call my call-in line. Nobody does it. 615-378-7676, which spells Popo. check me out there. Or you can email the show, of course, at podunk.polymath@gmail.com. Cool. I think that covers all the bases.
Yep. And I will make sure all of those are in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Cool, man.
That's been great. It's been a great conversation, Chris.
Yeah, I appreciate you, like I said, having me on. I really enjoy your show.
Yeah, well, I do enjoy yours.
And thank you for the patronage, sir.
Yes, well, that's what I do. When I enjoy a show, I tend to patron it.
Are you trying to say something? You're
pleasantly surprised he became a patron of my show.
Yeah, she doesn't know what you're talking about, so it's okay.
I sort of do. I know what Patreon is.
Okay.
Because you tell me.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't do the computer thing, but he tells me and fills me in, so I totally get it.
So it usually takes me 10 or 12 episodes or something like that before I become a Patreon. I want to make sure I really like the show.
Yeah.
Or whatever they're doing before I become a Patreon. So if I become your Patreon, it means I really do like you.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
That's what most people do, and I encourage it. 10 to 12 episodes.
Yeah. In fact, someone, what was it, yesterday, came to my Facebook page to complain about the show they didn't like, and they listened to all of one.
Oh, I didn't know all that. You never told me that.
One show. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, that person went off.
Man, fuck that.
I know. He ended up getting blocked. And
I had to keep you in check and keep you under control and behave yourself.
Yeah, because that's another one of my issues.
Yeah, lately you have this ranting thing you're doing.
It's going to get worse.
I'm an SJW.
Yeah, I figured it will get worse. Chief.
So.
Yes.
God. listen to the next episode and see what I ranted about. Anyway, okay.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Sorry.
All right, well, thanks for coming on, Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was great.
Thanks. Yep. All right, take it easy.
Yep. You too.
Thanks again to Chris for that great yakking session. We'll have him on again sometime, maybe. And, might get a chance to get on his show sometime. Who knows?
And as usual, anytime we seem to be doing these yakking sessions lately, I don't ever shut up.
That's
I don't know what my problem is, but when we start talking to people, I just yak, yak, yak. It's ridiculous.
That's why we call the show Secular Yakking.
It's like I have no control.
And there you go.
Anyways, I'm good for the week.
Anyways, I really need to get a good sound intro for that, though. I still don't have one.
Well, it's your fault for not working on it.
I tried. I can't settle anything.
Oh, it's because you weren't working with me. I could help you.
Yeah, sure.
We could finish it. I have an idea.
Maybe our listeners could suggest something.
That
because
would be
one
useful.
Of our listeners suggested the yak in the intro.
That's correct. At the very end of our intro, which is awesome, by the way.
Yeah. So if you have an idea for our yakking session soundbite, let us know.
Yeah. We're big movie quoters, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Yeah. So, try and make it a movie, TV show.
Yeah. We tend to steal things
or,
from
there.
Or
something cool on YouTube. I don't care.
I'm a movie person.
Depends on what it is.
No. I like the movies.
Oh, right.
Little
fine.
Sound bites here and there. That's me.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think we're good for this week. Yeah, it's gone long enough.
Yeah, that's all the yakking I got for you.
And for me. See you next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.